This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. government is laying out its sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines available and free to all Americans, assuming a safe and effective vaccine can be established. At a briefing Wednesday, President Donald Trump says he's releasing a distribution plan for the moment the coronavirus vaccine is ready.
We're certainly closer than most people understand. To get the vaccine into the hands of American people, we're fully mobilizing the awesome power of American industry and also our military. This is the largest, fastest, and most advanced vaccine distribution effort in American history by far.
Despite the president's announcement, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said at a news conference, President Trump still is not taking the pandemic seriously.
Folks, the president's first responsibility is to protect the American people, and he won't. It's utterly disqualifying.
The wildfires ravaging the west coast of the United States have filled the region's skies with smoke and soot, compounding a public health crisis already posed by the coronavirus pandemic. Officials and scientists have described the blazes as unprecedented in scope and ferocity. The fires have spread smoke across the nation and even into Europe Wednesday. Dozens of fires have burned some 4.5 million acres, that's 1.8 million hectares, in Oregon, California, and Washington state since August. At least 34 people have died. Thousands of others have lost their homes, and many homes have been destroyed. From Washington, via remote, this